were just listening to Chorus by Erasure. Before that, Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark with Enola Gay, Ultravox with Dancing with Tears in My Eyes, and New Music with Living by Numbers. That is just about going to do it here for Breakfast for Dinner. I want to thank you for joining me. This is DJ Chris Wired. Just as a reminder, there's an encore presentation every Thursday from 1 to 2 p.m. So you can listen again, or if you missed the Sunday edition, feel free to join then. Otherwise, I'm just going to leave you with music by The Corner Laughers and Trans America Pyramid. Thanks for listening, and I hope you tune in again next time.
It's square at the bottom and narrow at the tip, like the slave workers built for the pharaohs of Egypt, the descendants of the Mayans and the Incans drive by in their Lincolns that they bought with the coffee that we sipped. On the back of the dollar, there's an eye that looks down on the squalor that we never knew, cause the Trans America Pyramid is where I first met you. The Trans America Pyramid is where I first met you. There's a bridge into town with tall orange spires that from all around sneakers or tires. Everyone, sons and daughters, use it to cross over the water that's sparkling blue. But the Trans America Pyramid is what brought me to you. The Trans America Pyramid is what brought me to you. Sunset where all the barracudas and the Mustangs having fun get going down Judah with the slant sixes purring like the
WRCT Pittsburgh. No one is as excited about flaming cheese as we are.
Thank you. WRCT Pittsburgh.
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy. We must be cautious.
WRCT Pittsburgh. Real vinyl.
Look, I'm telling you as a friend because I think you're so nice. I really think a lot of you. Now, you can let her wear your pin, you can let her be your friend. But remember, whatever you do, don't you let her be your baby.
She puts her arms about you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Make you feel so fine. She'll be sugar and spice.
Yeah, sugar and spice.
Everything nice.
Everything nice and
then.
She's gonna break your heart like she did mine. She'll put her arms about you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Make you feel so fine.
Yeah.
She'll be sugar and spice now.
Sugar and spice now.
And everything nice now.
Yeah. Everything nice and
thin.
And thin.
She's gonna break your heart like she did mine. Don't let her be a baby.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Just to stay.
And I tell you, I
The Tembo Sound Show is a uniquely curated radio show mixed and presented live by the scholar-practitioner Dr. Oscar Radoli on WRCT Pittsburgh, Tuesdays, 5 to 7 p.m. Don't miss it.
Thank you.
Rowhouse Cinema joins you in supporting WRCT. Rowhouse Cinema is a single-screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week they choose a new movie theme showing classic, cult, foreign, animation, fun, and fascinating films in a magical setting. Their concession stand features natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer, and vegan options. Rowhouse Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, visit their website at www.rowhousecinema.com or call 412-904-3225. And during the COVID-19 pandemic, Rowhouse Cinema is physically closed, but is still streaming movies from www.rowhousecinema.com. For more information, visit that website or call 412-904-3225.
This is Greg Keeler with Blue Rodeo here, 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
And Amanda Smith from Nashville, Tennessee.
Keep it right here on WRCT, Pittsburgh.
I was toting my pack along the dusty when a mucker rode it. When along came a semi with a high and canvas covered load. If you're going to win a muckamack with me, you can ride. So I climbed into
Pittsburgh, meaty and full of flavor since 1940.
Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh and its members.
There are only so many major political events globally each year, and we have one that is transpiring right now. The British Prime Minister Boris Johnson of the Conservative Party, colloquially known as the Tories, has announced that he's going to resign. His party has lost confidence in him. It has been humiliation after humiliation, and up until the last moment, Boris Johnson was saying, resign? Why? No, why would I resign? And he has now resigned, or he will resign once a replacement is found. A very good report about this from the Associated Press. Britain's Boris Johnson resigning as prime minister amid scandal. This is another Trumpist type whose political run is, at least for now, ending in completely humiliating defeat. Of course, you know, pending what happens with Trump in 2024, there may be more written in the Trump story, but this is another Trumpian type who is getting humiliated out of office. Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced his resignation Thursday amid a mass revolt by top members of his government, marking an end to three tumultuous years in power in which he brazenly bent and sometimes broke the rules of British politics. Months of defiance ended almost with a shrug as Johnson stood in 10 Downing Street and conceded that his party wanted him gone. Let's look at a bit of that announcement. And yeah, The AP very accurately saying it was months of defiance and this sort of faux principled indignant defiance. Resign. I am here to do a job for the people of the. Yeah, I guess I'm gone. Meh, I don't know.
Good afternoon. Thank you. It is clearly now the will of the Parliamentary Conservative Party that there should be a new leader of that party and therefore a new Prime Minister. Right. And I've agreed with Sir Graham Brady, the chairman of our backbench MPs, that the process of choosing that new leader should begin now. And the timetable will be announced next week. And I've today appointed a cabinet to serve, as I will, until a new leader is in place. So I want to say to the millions of people who voted for us in 2019, many of them voting Conservative for the first time, thank you for that incredible mandate.
Yeah, the message should be to those who voted for the Tories for the first time, you're probably never going to do it again.
The biggest Conservative majority since 1987, the biggest share of the vote since 1979.
Yeah. So there it is. Boris Johnson resigning in shame. A little bit more from the Associated Press article. The brash 58-year-old who took Britain out of the EU and steered it through COVID and the war in Ukraine was brought down by one scandal too many. This one involving his appointment of a politician who had been accused of sexual misconduct. Now, I have to tell you, in reading through this, Johnson is a sort of British version of Trump in many ways, not just the hair. The kind of brash, never apologize type nature and, you know, the sort of pseudo right wing stuff. Yeah. But I have to tell you, at this point, American politics has fallen so far, like, into the toilet, for lack of a better term.
People are flushing toilets 10 times, 15 times.
American politics are so in the toilet that if Trump had done the exact same things Johnson did, I don't know that it would have been even a fraction of the big deal that it became in the UK. The messiest of prime ministers did not leave cleanly, the article says. Johnson stepped down immediately as Conservative Party leader, but said he would remain as prime minister until the party chooses his successor, the timetable could be announced next week. From what I'm reading, we could be talking about months during which it's a sort of lame duck by self-designation situation there. He could be there for months still. Many in the party wanted him gone before then. His government has been shredded by scores of resignations. And there's a long, long list of those. Johnson clung to power for 2 days, defiantly telling lawmakers Wednesday he had a colossal mandate from voters. Massive dumps of votes he had, guys. And in